Good day. This is the Farm Market News afternoon show, broadcast number 418 for Thursday, June 2nd. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $2 to $6 per ton stronger on Thursday, with the July contract at $520 a ton. Canola contracts were moving higher with spillover support from rallying Chicago Board of Trade soybean and soy meal markets. Losses in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart were also supportive to canola, but mostly favorable crop conditions across the prairies kept advances on Thursday. It's generally wet across western Canada, and short-term weather should be favorable for drying, which will help with crop development. That weather will allow producers to get into their fields and continue spraying operations. Traders are rolling their July positions into the November contract, which was a feature on Thursday. Milling wheat and durum were untraded and unchanged, while barley moved higher in early activity. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were higher, while corn was mixed. Soybeans were up 8 to 45 cents, with the July contract up 45 at $11.45 a bushel. Soybean prices moved to a two-year high with reports of poor quality crops being harvested in Argentina, a competing growing region. Crop loss from flooding in Argentina allows more room for U.S. crops in international markets. Argentina may also need to import soybeans this year, which is bullish. Spillover support from the nearby soy meal market was another supportive feature on Thursday. Soybeans' next resistance level is near $11.50 a bushel, which could pressure prices in coming sessions. Corn was 1 cent stronger to 2 cents weaker with the July contract at $4.15 per bushel. Support from the nearby soybean market added to advances in front contracts on Thursday. A Brazilian industry group expects the country's corn crops to drop this year, cutting its estimate by 7 million tons compared with the previous projection made in April. However, resistance and profit-taking pressured deferred contracts. Wheat was up 3 to 9 cents with the Chicago July contract up 9 at $4.83. Investor short covering propped up the market on Thursday. Forecast for rainfall in the European Union was another supportive feature. The European Union's crops need a break from precipitation as excess rain can cause disease. But wheat prices are in a sideways trend and favorable weather in the U.S. put a lid on advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.